In episode 43, I help you search for job types or business ideas using just a few keywords. You're listening to the Remote Work Retirement Show, the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out their remote work options. I believe that remote work is the new retirement plan and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome back. Today, we are building on the topic that I've been sharing all month long, which is exploring different remote work or business ideas so that you can figure out the right path for you. In episode 41, which was the starter for this whole month, I shared the list of the top industries and jobs right now. And in episode 42, one of my favorite episodes, by the way, I shared how knowing about a job family helped Heather go from being paid $15 an hour as a virtual assistant to running a multi-million dollar agency using marketing skills. So for today's episode, I want to share some awesome tips for how you can start searching for different ideas using just a few keywords. Now, a lot of people get overwhelmed when they start looking for jobs or figuring out what they want to do for a business because they tend to hop onto job platforms or Googling business ideas, and they just start searching with no real plan. Not everybody, but I see a lot of people do this. And what happens is people either find jobs that they don't think they're qualified for, or they run into all these business ideas and they think, well, I could never do that, or it's already been done. And it gets confusing really fast. So for today, what I want to do as I give you some tips and ideas for how to search for what you want, I want to set the expectation of what you're not doing. When you do this exercise, it's not about finding the perfect job or the perfect business and then applying to it right away and hoping you get a callback or thinking that you're going to start a business after doing a couple of Google searches. I should also say that a lot of people won't do anything. They'll do these searches, get overwhelmed, shut the laptop, and go back to bed, right? So the whole point of this is to not allow yourself to get overwhelmed by not putting pressure on yourself. You don't want to put pressure on yourself that you have to find the perfect job or business idea and move forward. This exercise is purely to do research. It's going to help you do a couple of things. Number one, it'll help you learn how to navigate different platforms without any pressure. Number two, it'll help you generate ideas that can help open you up to new possibilities. That way, you're not on job platforms or trying to generate business ideas and getting discouraged. If you just tell yourself, I'm doing this really for fun, for ideas, I'm just trying to get a list together, I'm not trying to find a perfect needle in a haystack job that I'm going to apply to, then it can actually make this exercise fun and effective. So what we're going to do is we're also going to avoid only making the biggest mistake that I see people make, which is using job titles. That's probably the number one thing I see people do when they start searching for jobs in particular, is they go onto these platforms and they take titles and they just start putting titles in. And of course, because you're using a platform that's designed around search, well, then you're only going to get jobs that have that title or not that title at all if there are no jobs like that. And that might surprise you. You might think, well, I've always been taught to search by a job title. I was always a teacher, so I'm going to look for teacher jobs. Or I was always an executive assistant, so wouldn't I look for executive assistant jobs? Well, not necessarily, because what happens is if you're really tied into that job title or job itself, then your identity is super tied as well. And so even when other things come up in that search, you might be blocked from seeing those things because you're so identified with the title, you can't really see anything else. And if other things do come up, you might think, well, I'm not qualified for those things anyway, because again, you're really fixated on a title. That's why in episode 42, if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and listen to it. I had you make two lists. List number one were all the job titles you've ever done. And list number two is a list of all the skills you have or had, or even things you kind of know a little bit. The idea is to get two really big lists together because we're going to use those lists to start our search. Now, I'm going to teach you how to search in two different ways. But I do want to tell you, this is not a full-on tutorial. This is a short episode just to get you started. If you know that you want more help, you want to see screenshots, you want to walk through step by step, that's what I have in Remote Work School. I have entire lessons dedicated to this. So today you're getting a little slice of those lessons. We're going to search in two ways. The first way I call the old school way, and the second way is the new school way. And I want to give you options. So let's talk about the old school way first. This is kind of like how you might be used to searching with a twist. What you're going to do is you're going to take your lists, the two lists you created, and go to any job platform of your choice. You can use things like Indeed, you can use LinkedIn, FlexJobs, which really specializes in remote jobs. We work remotely. I could go on and on. There's so many. Let's move on though. It really doesn't matter what platform you use, because what matters most is if you know how to search, because if you know how to search, then you can do this on any platform. What you're going to do is you can go to the search field on that platform and you can start by typing some of those job titles in and see what comes up. But instead of ruling out jobs you think you're not qualified for, I want you to look at jobs that you maybe don't look at normally. And I want you to read enough of the description to see if the skills in that job are some of the skills that you have on your second list. And if you come up with some of those job titles, write them down on your paper so you can build a bigger list. Now, the next thing I want you to do is now go to your skills list and start typing those skills in that search field and see if it generates jobs that you've never seen before. And use those titles and start writing those titles down on your list. So what you're doing is you're searching by job title, but you're also searching by skills. Now, some other keywords you can use are searching by words like part-time, contract, full-time. You can use words like remote, virtual, telework, and then you can start combining all these words up to see what else you can get. For example, maybe you're looking for an executive assistant job, which if you listened to last week's episode, I called it virtual assistant, and you can type in virtual assistant part-time. Virtual assistant, part-time, Excel, because maybe you want to focus on Excel. And that's how you can start using some keywords to get more focused in your search and potentially find more jobs than you never would have found by only doing a job title search. So that's the old school way of searching. It takes a little longer, but it really does give you the practice of navigating these job platforms, which is really helpful. Let's talk about the second way to search, the new school way, and that is using AI, artificial intelligence. Now, I've talked about ChatGPT on this show before. If you don't know what it is, well, it's all the rage. You'll read loads of articles about it, or you've probably already seen some things on TV. And it is an artificial intelligence that generates lots of ideas. You can write documents with it. Shoot, you could even write a resume with it. I've done it. And you can use it to do this kind of research. So if you don't have it yet, go sign up for ChatGPT. Just type it in the Google search or whatever you're using to search these days. Google does have its own AI, but I haven't played with it yet, by the way. So we'll stick with ChatGPT right now. Go get a free account. It might be a little confusing at first when you sign up, but just follow the prompts. It's free for now at the time of this recording. They'll probably charge in the future. And now what you can do is you can search a little differently. You can start by giving it some commands. For example, you can type in the search field, give me a list of job titles that are the same in this job family of whatever. So for example, let's say you're looking for jobs related to virtual assistant. You could say, give me a list of job titles that are related to the job of virtual assistant. And it's going to give you back a whole bunch of different job titles. And that's a way to generate ideas really quickly. Again, of jobs you maybe never thought of before. Here's another way you could search. Give me a list of jobs that include the skills of X. And X is whatever's on your list. You could say, give me a list of jobs that include the skills of organization, communication, and planning. And you're going to get a big old list back of job ideas, job titles you maybe never thought of. And I say jobs a lot, but I also mean business ideas, because this is not only specific to jobs. These could be businesses you want to start, freelance services you want to start offering, etc. Here's another way to do that then. You could type in, what types of businesses can I start using the skills of X? So if you were really focused on your skills and you do want to get away from going for traditional employment or getting back into the workforce, you could take the list of skills you have and you could ask ChatGPT to give you some ideas of businesses you can start. And this happens within seconds. So those are two great ways to get started searching. Again, take the pressure off. You're not going to apply to anything. Now, you might be tempted to apply. So let me give you some pointers on that. Number one, if you want to apply to something, I at least want you to make sure you have a remote work resume. If you don't, I want you to stop. Do that first, because I've seen so many people get rejected for jobs that they are qualified for simply because they didn't have a remote work resume. The other thing I want to caution you against right now are scams. They are everywhere, and I do have an episode coming out next time on how to avoid those scams when you search. That's it for today. I hope you found this episode really helpful. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to check out my free remote work training, where you can get more ideas and action steps for how to work with me on your remote work options. Go to CamilleAttell.com/remote-training, or you can find the link in the show notes.